from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing great today. How are you guys?
Doing well.
You know, I just keep wondering if this game in Brazil is actually going to happen, if the league may have pushed this. What's going on? You know, you hear various things, and I don't check on Elon Musk much, but what the hell's going on with this game down in Brazil on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, the last I saw on Friday is a Brazilian judge banned X in the entire country. And if you do the VPN workaround, you can be fined up to $9,000 a day or something like that. I haven't seen anything more about it the past few days. It's one of those where, like, when there's no news, sometimes things just go away. So I don't know what's happened there. The other issue is you've got some Eagles players, specifically cornerback Darius Slay, that just doesn't seem to want to go, and asking this question of why are we even doing this? The reality is that's your schedule, that's your game, and it's on the coach to get all the players on the same page and to accept the fact we play wherever they tell us we're going to play. And we fly there, we stay together, we go to the hotel, we don't go out and about, we go play the game, and then we go home. And if you're going to go play in a different country, why not do it right out of the gates? Get it out of the way. They've got 10 days between games because they play week 2 Monday night. And, you know, let's see who takes this business trip more seriously, because this is a critical NFC game between a couple of the teams that people are looking at as contenders to win it all. This may determine where the rematch happens, if there is one, in the postseason.
Another one of those NFC teams that thinks they can win it all, the 49ers, apparently get their guy. Trent Williams boarded a private jet. It's on X about him flying to San Francisco to finalize a deal. Social media reports that it is done. They got Ayuk last week. They get Trent Williams this week. It doesn't think that they're – probably won't be any acclimation period, Mike. The 49ers cave in, or did this what they had to do?
Well, I know with Ayuk, they could have had him for $27 million a year back in March or April. They didn't think they'd have to pay that much. They were surprised, I'm told, when they realized there were multiple other teams that were willing to pay him what he wanted. As other deals got done, the price went up and up. They ended up paying $30 million per year on a 4-year extension instead of $27 million. That's $12 million difference for waiting. And with Trent Williams, I'm sure they knew all along what he wanted. The question is, when are you going to regard the clock as striking 12? And that's where they got it wrong. That's where the Cowboys got it wrong. That's where the Bengals are getting it wrong. The Vikings got it right. The Vikings got Justin Jefferson's deal done before mandatory minicamp. That's when player and team agreed the deadline was. You're going to do the deal anyway. Let's get it done so we can get the guy ready, so we're confident he's ready, so there isn't that extra pressure and that question and that possibility that the missed time is in some way going to affect things in a negative way. I think that is a critical wrinkle that's easy to miss. We just assume Brandon Ayuk's going to show up. Well, he's been there, but start practicing and be ready to go. Trent Williams hasn't been there. Is he going to be ready to go? It just adds an extra layer of questions and uncertainty. Whereas if you're there the whole time because they did the deal because they knew they were going to do the deal, you don't have that to potentially drag down the player's performance and the team's performance.
Hey, Mike, I was reading that the average age of an NFL owner is now 72, and that the league is concerned about, you know, the new pressure on taxes and secession and how this is going to work out for all these individual teams. Have they made any concerted effort to contact teams and try to get them to come up with a plan and have an order of secession?
We've seen this happen, though, with teams in the past. Jack Kent Cook, his family had to sell after he died. The Washington franchise ended up with Daniel Snyder. The Joe Robbie family sold because they didn't have the estate taxes ready to go. You've got to pay estate taxes based on the value of that asset. And the value of the asset keeps going up and up and up. You got to come up with a big check for Uncle Sam when the person in charge and who holds the bulk of the team dies. Now, there are other ways to plan your way around it. Some organizations know how to do it. Some don't. But this private equity rule from last week that allows up to 10% of any team to be sold to institutional funds that presumably will pay more than what you can find from just rich guy that you happen to find that wants to brag to friends and family that he owns part of an NFL team, that presumably could be used to raise money to ensure that the estate taxes are paid. But that's a cannon with one ball. You can only do that one time to get that 10%. Once you sell that 10%, that 10%'s gone. So you got to make it last, and you got to do it right. But yeah, it's an issue. And the other issue is they're having a hard time finding individuals who have the wherewithal financially to own at least 30% of a team. There aren't enough people out there that are able and willing to write the big check. And you know, this private equity thing could be a first step on a slippery slope that ends up eventually with majority ownership by institutions or corporations to avoid this kind of issue where a team has to be sold because the patriarch or matriarch die and they don't have the money to pay the estate taxes.
Mike, looking forward as always to your work on NBC this year. The season starts Thursday night. A lot of anticipation here in Chicago for obvious reasons. Outside of Chicago, how would you describe the curiosity or the maybe even excitement about Caleb Williams' debut?
Oh, I think that there's a high degree of curiosity and excitement. I think people see him as a guy that could become kind of like Patrick Mahomes. I know that's a high bar, but he plays a lot like him. I think Mahomes influenced him ages 16, 17, 18, as he really understood what his body can do. And we were talking about this today. Devin McCourty was co-hosting PFT Live with me, and we had the stats of the single season passing yardage record set by Eric Kramer in 1995 of 3,828 yards, the single season passing touchdowns of 29. He doubted the back room. He doubted the statistics. Devin said there's no way there hasn't been a Bears quarterback with more than 3,828 passing yards. So it just shows you how long it's been and what the franchise is looking for. And it's, you know, 40 years after the 85 Bears, we're moving toward, I think, a potentially dominant offense, something we've never seen in the modern era of football from the Bears.
Great stuff. Really appreciate it, Mike. Great catching up.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
That is Mike Florio. It's amazing.
Happy week one. It's game week. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Can't wait to see Thursday night's game. Can't wait to see Friday nights if they play it.
You know,
it's a little bit in doubt.
Listen, did you see the Darius Slater stuff he's talking about?
It's crazy.
About? He's like, we've been told we're not to leave the hotel because of the amount of crime in this area. What are we doing? Why are we going there? Why are they sending us into an area like this? Pretty wild. Pretty
fair
legitimate questions.
And if you're both of those teams, you have to be wondering about the wisdom of the schedule going to Brazil. At what cost?
Yeah, and $9,000 if you're checking Twitter. you're not allowed to check Twitter.
Don't hit refresh.
On a VPN because they have banned it from the country based on whatever Elon Musk is sending out pertaining to who's in charge of Brazil or whatever election issue there was.
Very crazy.
Help.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.